Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hey Amabez. We're in the sukkis of the psulim leedos, the issues of psulim derabanan. We had yesterday the start of the sugya of Elohein psulim mesachet bekuvia malvi beribis. As we're inside all of those, but Hashem, later on we're going to get into krovim, all different types of psulim. That is what this much of this perek is about. Just one point that we ran through at the end of shir yesterday. We're up to Amarava. We'll start with the sixth wide line on Chaf Hey Amabez Amarava. But just the last point we mentioned about chamson. By chamson, what's a chamson? Different than a gazlan. A gazlan is somebody who steals somebody's item without paying for it. A chamson is somebody who does pay for it, right? He throws money at a person, or ultimately forces a person to sell him the item. And that's also possible. Like Gemara said, originally we thought it wasn't possible. He wasn't possible because demei kayohiv, he gives money. And the answer, later on, they realize that he's still grabbing other people's money, so gazru b'hu rabbanan. Tosfos discuss, why isn't this person in violation of an Isser Daraisa of Losachmod, and then they should be possible for that reason. Ask Tosas for Lifsol Daraisa. And the Tosas answers, Vishlomer de Losachmod Mashma Bidelo Yavdami. People don't think that you violate Losachmod if you pay for it. People don't think that's Losachmod. Losachmod is if you covet it, if you don't make the guy pay for it. But if you ultimately make the guy pay for it, they don't think that that's what, that's included. So you mentioned the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, exactly, how to define Losachmod, the Rambam's, formulation in Hilchas Gzela Perek Aleph, where he says one does not get malchus on losachmod because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And in the very next line, the Rambam says, but you don't violate losachmod until the person ultimately gives it to you. Right, and the question is, how do you put those two parts together? And that's what we said. One of the Rishonim that says it so clearly is the smak. The smak in mitzvah yutes has the isser of lo sachmod, and that's where he says it is an isser belave. That's where the smak says shelo lachmod dechsiv lo sachmod v'yavagav damrina b'mechilton yachol b'dvarim tamalomer v'lakach talacha malahalan maisa afkan maisa. Even though it says in that same parsha, become makom nirish sha'af belev asur. Even belev, losachmod is an iser lev. Ach eno nigmar lehischayev alav ad sheyase maisa ubediyav damei chayev achas ubelo yav damei chayev shtayim. But this is lashon. But it's not nigmar. That's a very important lashon. It's an iser belev, but the shear, how do you measure how much it was, how much you violated belev? If you make the guy give it to you, then that is so much that you have violated, and therefore that's the iser. But the iser maisa is just the shear in the iser. It's not a part of the definition of the iser. It's a tnai. Venira, and then lishitaso, the smak says, venira de los sachmod velosis ave hakol echadu v'kefel milahu. The same thing. Other Rishonim would say, no, los sachmod is more on the maisa, and losis ave is more on the machshava, and on the lave. But the smak, lishitaso, says, losachmod is also a lave, and that's why he says, it is the same thing. V'yabar chachavim, quotes the Gemara, kol hanosin eda b'mashenu shalo, gamesh shalo motzien miyado, keimatzinu, Binachash Hakadmoni. Who violated Losachmod? He quotes the Nachash. Shahayasavr Lios Melech Alkalachayos Abahemos. He wanted to be king over all the animals. Viachshav Arur Mikal Habahema. Now he is most cursed. Hayasavr Lalechas Bekoma Zakufa. He wanted to go with an upright posture. Viachshav Al Gachon Chatelech. Hayasavr Lechom Ma'adanim Ka'adam. Viachshav Offer tochal kol yemei chayecha. Three things. And we continue. Hayasavar laharog adam. V'lika chava ishto. V'yachshav ve'eva ashis. V'chein, after quoting the Nachash, Kayin, Korach, Bilam. Bilam also, Losach, when he was jealous of the Jews. U'bilam, so Kayin, Korach, Bilam, do'eko adomi va'achitofel. Okay, you have to look at each of these stories to figure out how Losachmod was the root factor. Achitofel, the advisor that went over to Avshalom. The Avshalom, the Gechazi, va'adonio, va'uzia, va'haman. She'nasnu eineyem b'mashe einu shalahem. V'lomi boy, she'mashe bikshalo nitnu lahem, ela afmashe biyadam, nitlu mehem. So maybe he's just giving examples of that last chazal, not losachmod, but all these people wanted something that wasn't theirs, and therefore they even lost what was theirs. V'chein hasota, he abdal pesach b'isa le'rozlo, l'ficha koin ma'amida, b'shara nikdar umar klona lako. He feels that he has to give all these examples, and he continues with all the examples of a, according to the Chazal, about Sota, Lefichach, skipping a couple of lines, Nechtemu Aseres Hadibros Belo Sachmod. That's why Losachmod ends with Aseres Hadibros, Lo Malacha, Shachomed Over Bekulon. Wow. If somebody violates Losachmod, that could be connected to all the Averis. Vegam Oilo Lechomed. And also, woe is to the person, just on a practical level, to one who always covets, Shekol Yamav Mach Ovim Velo Yismach. All his days are in pain and heartache, looking at others. He will never be happy. Vasameach mechelko, sameach hula olam. And somebody who is sameach mechelko, he's happy. That's the opposite of los achmod. Gam ashlo chachamim la orev, and the Chazal compared it to an orev, vechulu, without reading the rest of it. Kelev, vechulu. Okay, that's the sefer hasmak. Sefer Mitzvah Kata, Mitzvah Yutes, that's a crucial marker to be aware of in the Isser of Losachmod. And we continue. Says the Gemara Amar Rava now, continuing the Psulim. Amar Rava, Roesha Amru, we said a Roe, the last point we said up above also, a Roe, Agama, and a Chomes are all Psulim. Chachamim added them on. So the shepherd, Roesha Amru, a shepherd that they said, is automatically puzzled. Echad roa behema daka, echad roa behema gasa. Doesn't matter what type of roa they are. Behema dakas or gasas. Sheep or cows. Doesn't matter. Umi amar rava hachi. Does Ravi really say that? Umi amar rava. Roa behema daka be eretz Yisrael psulin. If one is roa behema daka in eretz Yisrael, so then that person is puzzled. Why? Rashi. Chamiri tvei. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. We have extra precautions about the ground, the land of Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Behema Daka is their possible Eretz Yisrael. Behema Gaz, Bechutz La'aretz Ksherin. Bechutz La'aretz, they're kosher. We don't say that's automatically Gazlanim. Behema Gaz, Safil Eretz Yisrael Ksherim. And Rav Behema Gaz, they're all kosher. Right? We don't assume that they are violating Gazel. So what do you mean? How can Rava say Behema Daka or Behema Gaza? Rava says otherwise. Answer, Hahu b'megazlim itmar. That's the statement of Rava, where they're not all pasul. That's talking about people who raise them, not people who graze them. Raise them are people, they might do that inside. Might do that inside. Megazlim itmar, Rashi. Shemegazlim osam b'batayim, that you graze them in their barns and farms. It's still usher in Eretz Yisrael, because sometimes the Bema Dakas will slip out and run to somebody else's field. But Bagasas aren't going to slip out, and therefore there would be Chilukim. But in terms of a regular grazer outside, then everywhere would be Pasul. Hacharami Mestavra, and Rashi explains, it also makes sense that a Roe Behema Gasa is pasul in everywhere. Midiktani, after all, we had in the previous Mishnah. Neman and Alai Shlosha Roi Bakar. What is the language where somebody says, I want to accept people who are pasul? Shlosha Roi Bakar. Bakar is Behema Gasa. So my love, Leidus, isn't this talking about Eidus? Right, we had a Machlokas there, Rashi Rambam. What is it talking about? My love, isn't this talking about Eidus? That's what the Gemara assumes. Lo Ladina, maybe not. Maybe it's talking about being a Dayan, and therefore there's no Raya. Dekanami, Diktani Shlosha Roy Bakar. After all, it says three. I accept them as three Roy Bakar. V Eidus Shlosha Lamali. If it's Eidus, what do you need three for? Says the Gemara of Elamai Ladina, what is better to understand it as Dayanim? So my Maya Yishlosha Roy Bakar. So why do you emphasize Roy Bakar? Kol Beit Lasa Dlo Gemiri Dina Hachi. Anyone who is unlearned, any three. So why Dafka Shlosha Roy Bakar? So you don't have a Raya either way. Says the Gemara Hachi Kamar. Oh, this is the Raya that it makes more sense to say aid, because Afilo Hani Dlo Shluchi B'Yishav. The Chiddush of Shlosha Roy Bakar would be even these people who are not avail themselves and aren't with general people. You might think that, you know, forget it, they're really not accepted, and even if you accept them, you can always be chozer bo, according to the Rabbanan. Kamash v'lon, you can't. That's why Dafka uses shlosha roe baka, right? Rashi's losha v'lo ra'u v'lo shamu iske din me'adam l'chaveiro. So you might think that you can always be chozer bo. The chiddush is that according to the Chachamim, you cannot be chozer bo. Okay. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Roe, Pasul, Stam Gabai Kasher. Even if you don't know anything about a person, you just know their profession. If it's shepherding, so then they're Pasul automatically. A Stam Gabai Kasher. A Gabai stuck up, or the Moches is the tax collector, they are all. Gabai Kasher. Stop Gabai Kasher. Says Tosfos. The Chiddush is that a Gabai is Stam Gabai is Kasher. First Tosfos quotes Rashi. Right? Ad Shamina Beit Shakli Yisei Rasa. Stam Gabai is Kasher until you hear that he's taken more than he was supposed to take. Tosfos. Pirsha Kuchis. Vado Sifu Agabai Vamuksin. Bid the Chazu de Shakli Yisei Rasa. Where you saw that they took more. The Kaatzi La'ash Me'inon. Diaf Agav De Hechzir Hagabai Vamuches Pasul. Even, once you saw they take, even if they've returned it, they're still possible. Why? The lo dami l'shar gazlanim shech ziru diksherim. Other a regular gazlan return the money so that he's going to be kosher. Why? The hailo yada l'man nedar. Number one, the public collector, the gabai and the moches has no idea who to return it to. They've taken money from so many people, they can't specify, they can't know exactly who they took from, what they took from who, and therefore it's much more difficult to do tshuva. So number one, even though they returned, you don't even know if they can return. Va'od, and number two, kivan da dayin heim oskin begabaos ubemeches chashudim laksal kukulam. They're still in that situation that is so, they're so susceptible to falling again. Right there, they're collecting other people's money all the time. And once they've done it once, once they've tasted the tami sura, you know, it's very hard to stop, and therefore they would automatically still be possible. Good. Avod Rabbi Zeira of it Gavusosh Lesa Shanin, the father of Rabbi Zeira, was a gabbai for 13 years. A very honest gabbai. As we'll see, a regular gabbai, stam gabbai kosher. So he's kosher, unless you know otherwise. That was Rabbi Zeira's father. Kevyasi Rishnara Lamasa, whenever the Rishnara, whenever the mayor, the collector came to the city, so Rabbi Zeira wanted to warn them to kind of like hide. Kevichazi Rabbanan, when he saw the Rabbanan, Amarle, Lech Ami Baba Chaderecha. He would call Psukim from Yishayahu. Go, my nation, hide in your rooms, to kind of tell them, give them the hint. Kavichazi in Shidamasa, when he saw other people in the city, he didn't want to be as explicit. Because if he was as explicit, maybe they would turn him in. That's what the Yad Ramah says here. He had to be a little more discreet. Amar Reish Nahara Asalamasa. He said, the mayor is coming to the city. V'ha'idna, and today, nachis abba l'fum bra, ubra l'fum abba. The father is going to be shechted in front of the son, and the son in front of the father. Meaning, collecting money. That's the a mashal given. And they used to get the picture. U'mignizu kulei alma. Right, and everybody used to hide. Again, the Yad Ramah's lashon is lefishet snu in hayu velo by the tamei chachamim. He could say it beferish because they were snu avelo hayu misyare shema yalshinu alav l'sar ha'ir. He wasn't worried that they would be malshin him, but according by the others, he was worried, and therefore he had to be a little more discreet. So what happens? Kiyasi's when the mayor finally came. Amar le mi mani boy. When he came and he asked Rabbi's father, Rabbi Zeira, knew I need some taxes. Rabbi Zeira used to say, from who? Right, there aren't too many people that live here. So therefore, he used to save them from some of these collections. Obviously, this is not talking about the Rishonim discuss, not talking about a case where it's regular basic taxes and there's a dina de machus adina, that would be against halacha. One has to pay taxes in a normal case. It must be talking about a case where there was extra paid, maybe specifically against the Jews, whatever it is, it was a situation where he was allowed to do this. Kinicha nafshe, and when he was when he died, right before he died, Amar Lehi says, Shkulu tleser moi, there are 13 ma'a, the tzayvilei besadina that I have in my knapsack. V'hadru lei laplanya d'shakaltinu minei. Give it back to so-and-so, because I took it from him. V'loetz rechisu lei. And I didn't need it. What was the case? What exactly happened? Explains again, the Yad Ramah. It must be maybe that there was a collection that everybody gave. Maybe he paid for someone who didn't have the money. And then he went back and got the money from them. And then he went to pay the mayor, and the mayor wasn't there anymore. Or the mayor said, you know what? I'm mochel. You paid enough. Whatever it is, there was some case where specifically this money was able to be returned. Shit, it's ratzav, or he showed him all halachlo, and therefore you have to give it back to the Bailam. Nobody else has a chelik in it because it specifically came from that person. And he says, just like Rev Safra, Kimaisa, the Rev Safra, this Rachesh Lenisa, Ba'asrei, Kideisa, Ba'perek HaGozal Ba'asra. What does he quote? He goes to Gemara, Ba'akama, Kuf Tes Zion. That is an important Gemara for many different sugyas and shas. Let's remember the story. The story there, Kuf Tez Zayin Amon Aleph, was Rav Safra, the other Rav Safra, Havi Ka'azil B'Shayarasa. He was going on a, caravan. Lavinhu hahu ari. He was in a caravan with a bunch of people, and there was a certain lion that accompanied them and protected them. Lavinhu hahu ari. Kalailaha kashadalecham redachaminayo. Every night, somebody gave up their donkey. Every night that somebody threw their donkey to the lion, so he would eat the donkey, and he would continue and protect him the next day. V'ka'achil, kimat azimnei der safra, when Rav Safra's turn came, shadar lechamer, he threw the donkey, v'lo achla, and the lion didn't eat it. Rav Safra, I don't want to eat Rav Safra's lion, Rav Safra's animal. Kadim Rav Safra v'zachabe, Rav Safra gets up and takes it back. So the Shaila in the Gemara is, did he have to take it back? Was it Hefker and anybody could have taken it? Or because the lion didn't eat it, it reverts back to him automatically. This is one of the sugyas that are brought regarding Yeyush. What does Yeyush mean? Does Yeyush mean there's really Hakna to someone else? Or does it mean just that somebody else can take it? But it doesn't mean that it's anybody's yet. That's the Ksos and the Nesifus. That it doesn't really leave the Rishus of the original owner until somebody else takes it. Abalei Rav Achami did to the Ravina over there in the Gemara. Lamalei Lamiski Bay Nihi Dechi Afkarei Adaita Da Arya Afkarei Adaita Kuli Amalo Afkarei. He was only Mafkarei Adayas that the lion's going to eat it, not for anyone else. Amalei Rav Safra Laravcha De Bilsu Da Avid. You're right. He just went above and beyond, but he really didn't really have to do that. So that is an important Gemara for many sugyas. But this is what the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah here quotes that Gemara. It says really nobody else had rights to the animal. It was like a nace that was done just for him. So that's so to hear. In this case, the money that's being returned to that owner, it must be that there was some type of nace that occurred that was just for him, and that's why Rav Zeira's father said to give it back. The rush on that Gemara, Kuftez Zion and Baba Kama discusses, is it only because if it was Derech Nace, or not? He quotes, Chuvis, an important rush in, he quotes the Chuvah of Rabbeinu Ephraim ben Rabbi Yitzchak. It's in Simon Chaf Aleph on that, Gemara. He quotes, is it unique that it was a nation? That's why he goes back, or let's say nobody just took it. I'm Rabbi Shimon Vaiter in our Gemara. Our Mishnah had said, back to the Mishnah on Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, who is Pasul? The Tanakhama had said, Socharei Shvius. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon. Originally they were called Osvei Shvius, gatherers during Shemitah. But when the Anasin became widespread, Chazru the Krosa, and they were called Socharei Shvius. So what is going on there? What's Osvei Shvius and Socharei Shvius? So the Gemara explains. Amar Shimon Tchila Garnos Osvei Shvius. Maika Amar. Ha Amar Rav Yehuda says, Hachi Kamar. Bitchilo Hayomer Osvei Shvius. Originally they said, Chachamim said, Osvei Shvius Ksherin. Those who gather Shemitah fruit are kosher. After all, there's no Isser to gather Shemitah fruit. It was an Isser to work the land. We know there's an Isser of Avodas Karka. There is a discussion in the Rishonim which of the Avodos. There are certain Avodos that are explicit in the Torah. We know there are Avos and Toldos by Shemitah also. Different than Shabbos. By Shabbos, Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa. By Shemitah, Avos are Daraisa, Toldos are Darabanan. There's a machlokas about certain avodos, like Harisha is a big discussion in the Rishonim, whether Harisha is Da'araisa. But either way, Rav Yehuda says, you're only not allowed to work the land, Da'araisa. But you're allowed to gather fruit. It might even be a mitzvah, as Hashem will talk about soon. But only if somebody does business with Shemitah fruit, that's their apostle, because that's Aser. But Misha Rabbam Amsiyeh Moslaniyim, what people used to do is they used to hire poor people to go collect the fruit of Hefker and then give it back to them, and they used to do business with them. So Misha Rabbam Amsiyeh Moslaniyim, Va'azli Aniyim, Va'asfilahu. Aniyim used to go and gather for them, Umaisu, and then bring it to them. Chazru Lomar, Echad of Echad Epsulin. So they said, even people who gather, not just if you go and eat it, that's fine. But if you gather lots of fruit and then you bring it, so then we said that is possible too. That's what goes from Osvei to Socharei. Let's just continue and then we'll make some more comments. Kashuba b'nei Rechava. So Rabbi b'nei Rechava finds that shot of the Mishnah problematic. Hai misha rabu anasin. So then the language shouldn't be when Anasim became great, misha rabu hatagard mi boilei. It should be when the merchants became many. That's when they changed it. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll give you a different shot. Ela b'tchila yomrim, echadzev echadzev psulin. Originally, both were pasul. Osvin and socharin. Misharabu ho'anasin. Because even originally, the Chachamim knew that people who gather a lot, they're just doing that for, behind the scenes, the people who hired them. But misharabu ho'anasin. But once the anasin, took over, who were the anasin? Umay ninu? Arnona. Arnona, the king that forced them to give a certain level of tefuah, a certain amount of tefuah every year. That's Arnona, the taxes, the extra super amount. So, and without that, there would be danger. Kidamachos Rabbi Yanai, puku vazira b'shvius mishum Arnona, like Rabbi Yanai announced, do planting. Because of Arnona, Chazru Lomar, Osvin Ksherim, Sofrim Sulim. That's why they said, you know what, only Osvin are Kasher, but Socharin are Pasul. So they had that once the Anasim came, they limited it, right? Originally everybody was Pasul, and later on they changed it to less people are Pasul. A lot to talk about, let's go backwards. Let's start at the end. Rabbi Yanai says, go plant the Shemitah. Planting a Shemitah, Zoreya. It's an Issa Daraisa. What was Rabbi Yanai talking about? You violated an Issa Daraisa. Says Rashi, Puka Vazir B'Shvias, Shvias Bizvan Azed Rabbanon, Debatla Kedushas Haaretz. Rashi's Shita, Shvias Bizvan Azed Rabbanon. Relating it to the Sugya in Meseches Gittin. Shvias is Rabbanon, and therefore, you're allowed to do it. Rabbanon, Heimamru Beheimamru. They said it's only an Issa Rabbanon Bizman Azeh, and therefore they said in this Tsarach Gadol of Arnona, one would be allowed to plant. Right? The Achronim wonder, this does not mean that every time that there is an Issa Rabbanon, B'makom Tsarach, one is allowed to extend it. Right? The Gra, on the Sugyan, Yaradei Kufnun Zayin, right? About Pikuach Nefesh, holds. Sheladas, according to the ones that are make up by Yisuri Rabbanon, in that Sugyan of Kufnun Zayin, you cannot be proved. Emo Chiech Mikan, Al Shar Hefsid Mamon be Yisurim Rabbanon Shei Mutter. You can't prove from here that by all Yisuri Rabbanon, whenever there's Hefsid Meruba, you know, you're allowed to be Mako. No, you don't know. Shalom, because generally we say you have to give away all your money, even not to violate an Issur Derabanan. To violate an Issur Deraisa for sure. Mitzvahs Asay have a limit. Mitzvahs Los Asay have no limit. You have to give away all your money, even for Issur Derabanan. So why Dafka here? Explains the Vilna Gaon. Dafka Kan Shemedubar Behefsid Shal Rabim. Here it's a public loss. It applies to everybody. It's not one individual person. So the B'chachamim were mevatel the Issur Derabanan dafka here because it is something that applies to all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Number one, but that is all Rashi. Shvius Mizan says Derabanan, and that's why it is mutter. Number two, Tosfos. Tosfos says first day up like Rashi. Shvius Mizan says Derabanan. Inami Yesh Lomar, or Tosfos gives another answer. Maybe not. Or maybe is he saying even if it's Derabanan you wouldn't allow it, or does the second day come along because Shvius might be Daraisa? Sounds like Derabanan. Mishlomar, inam Mishlomar to Pikuach Nefeshu. That's the other easy answer. It was Pikuach Nefesh. If they didn't give it, then there would be life in danger. Sheshoa lehem ha-melech mas, ve'elehem ha-yifrenu. The king was asking them this extra stuff, and it wouldn't have enough to pay. U'mesim betfisas ha-melech. And the king would take them to jail, and they could die in jail. V'achim ha-Yerushalmi mishum chayei nefesh. That is the Yerushalmi, says chayei nefesh, and therefore it is Pikuach Nefesh. And that's another suggestion. The Shiurei HaRav, Rav Salvechik here discusses, you know, what's the nafkamina in terms of what's the nukudas hamachlokas between the 2 days of Tosfos, Shvius Bizvan Azeh Derabanan or Daraisa, or no. Even if you say Shvius Bizvan Azeh is Derabanan, right, there are different reasons why it might be Derabanan. Right, this is a major discussion in the Rishonim regarding Shemitah. Right, is it Derabanan because, as Rashi says, Batla Kedushas Haaretz, that's also the Sefer HaTruma that's quoted in the Achronim. But that's number one. Or the other Svara, based on the Rishalmi, is that Shemitah is linked to Yovel. So if Yovel is only Derabanan, so Shemitah is Derabanan, not Dafka because of Batla Kedushas Haaretz for some other reason. But that obviously relates to the Sugya of the Heta Mechira. What exactly was the basis for that? That was discussion, but not for now. The Ron here has a third idea, not because Kedushas Haaretz is Derabanan, not because that this would be Pikuach Nefesh, but the Ron's formulation, again, getting into the Sugyas of Pikuach Nefesh, which Be'ez Hashem comes up later in the Masechta, the main Sugyas of Pikuach Nefesh, says the Ron, Puku V'Ziru B'Shviyasa, Mishum Arnona, Pirish, Shahaones Lohaya Lahavir Elalahanas Atzman, Shalo Yafsidu Haarnonios. The king wasn't interested in disproving God for some reason. He wanted money. Vikalahanas Atzman, Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg. And anything that was Hanas Atzman for their own personal gratification, their taiva, not lahachis against God, then we say Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg. V'yafal Pishu B'farhesya. Even if it's public, if it's not, Lahaavir al daitam, so then it is Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg, says the Ran, getting into the sugyas again that Be'ez Hashem we will get into a little bit later in the Masechta. The other point to mention here, besides the Rabbi Yanai, Puka Vazira Bashvias, is the other Rashi quotes the Pasuk. Rashi quotes on top. The Aniyim used to go and gather, and that would be a problem of doing business during Shemitah. What's the issue of doing business during Shemitah? So Rashi quotes, Barachman Amar, second line now on Rashi, La'achla velo l'schara. Right, according to the Gemara elsewhere, Shemitah fruit is for eating and not for doing business. We have a number of drushes from that pasuk, La'achla velo l'schara, La'achla velo l'hefsid, but that is Rashi. We discussed in the past, the Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam does not count La'achla v'lo l'schora in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. It's not a separate mitzvah. And the Ramban does. The Ramban, in the third mitzvah that he says the Rambam left out, he quotes this mitzvah of La'achla. Says the Ramban, the first mitzvah was to eat Maaser Sheni and Bechor Ros in Yerushalayim. The second mitzvah is to eat Truma. The third mitzvah is to eat Perish Mita. Mitzvah Shlishis, Sha'amra Torah, Beperish Shvias, Vaisa Shabbos Aras Lachem Lachla, Vadarshu Lachla, Velo Lachora, Vizet Dvar Torah, Hu, Kemo Sha'amru Ba'achron Shalav Adazara, like the Gemara says at the end of Avodazara, which Rashi quotes, Nimsa Perechova Beperish Shvias, Vatar Amar Lachova Lachora, Vechem Bebekovas Rabbim in a Talmud, Ba Alashon Azeh. That's the Ramban. The Shaila is, what does the Ramban mean? That is a discussion in the Achronim. The Mitzvah HaMelech has a long piece about what does he mean. Because first of all, what's the defense of the Rambam? The Rambam also holds of these halachas, but he says it's an Isser Aseh. It's not a Kiyum Aseh. It's an Isser Aseh. It doesn't mean that you have to eat it. It means La'achla v'lo l'schora. Right, the Megillister says here, Ein pirusho shihi mitzvah ba'achil asam. Rakla achla hutar lachem. V'lo la'asos b'hem schora. You're allowed to eat it. That's what la'achla v'lo l'schora means. And what's the raya? The Mishnah says in Shvius. The language is Shvius nitna la'achila v'shesia v'sicha. It doesn't say Shvius mitzvah ba'achila v'shesia. It just says nitna. It is given over. It is allowed. Megillas Esther is bedayik in that language of the Mishnah. But even within the Ramban, there is a discussion. Does he really mean a kiyum aseh? Every kezayis of a pair of shviyas that I eat is another mitzvah. So again, nafkaminas. Number one is there a shir, right? What about chatzi zayis, right? Is there a separate bracha on pair of shmita? And there are other rayas or other nafkaminas as well. But that's also an important discussion of la'achla velo l'schora. Okay, we continue now with the story. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Barzunoki, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak, Havi Kazli La'aber Shana Ba'Asya. These big great rabbis were going to be Ma'aber the Shana in Asya. Where is Asya? Asya is in Chutz La'aretz, right? So now we have a question. It's in Chutz La'aretz, so how exactly were they going to be Ma'aber the Shana? Ask Tosfos, V'yim Tomar, Heichai Ma'aber in Ba'Asya, Ha'asya Chutz La'aretz hi. It's Chutz La'aretz, as it says in Cheska Sabatim. So how could they be Mav? They can't be Mav the Shana in Chutz La'aretz, right? We mentioned earlier, Tosfos answers, number one, they weren't really going to be Ma'aber, they were just going to do some calculations. They were just going to be Choshev and figuring out. Nothing more than that. Tosfos said earlier, Tosfos daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, this was in the Kiddush HaChodesh Gemaris. Remember Tosfos at the end there quoted the Yerushalmi, Tosfos at the end of Dibur Maschil Ein, Ubi Yerushalmi Amrinan, the Kishain Yechol Ma'aber Osab Eretz Yisrael, Ma'aber Osab Chutz La'aretz. If there was a time that they couldn't, it was impossible, then you can do it in Chutz La'aretz if one needs, right? The Tosfos Deya. The Arsameach also discusses this in the Rambam to explain a Rambam. He says, the Arsameach says, the Rambam bases the following psak on our Gemara. The Rambam says, Yireli, Shezeh Sha'amru Chachamim, Ein Ma'abrin Bishnas Ravonu Bishvias. That which the Chachamim say, you cannot be Ma'aber in a famine year, you don't want it to continue, the Isser of Chadash was pushed later, or in Shemitah, Shelo Yabru Behem Beit Tzorech Hadrochim V'Gesharim V'Chayotzi Behem. Avalam Haisa Hashana Ru'uya L'Hisaber Mibnei HaTkufa Mibnei HaAviv U'Peres HaIlan Ma'abin L'Olam B'Chol Zman. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, sometimes you can be Ma'aber even in years which usually you aren't, if there is a Tzorech that the Chachamim decide. So on that, Rambam says the Ar Sameach, says Rameir Simcha, Pashut Rabbeinu Kivein Letaretz Bazeh, Hach Uvda, Rav Shimon Yod Tzadok, the Azal Haber Asya. Right, he went to Asya. He was trying the problem, Mashi Hikshu, Ein Eichalach Laber Hashanah Ba'asya, Tavi Chutz La'aretz. V'imishom Lo'niach Mosa Ba'aretz, Rabbi Yochanan was there. So how'd he go? So it must be that there was a tzarech. And if there's a tzarech, you could violate some of these general rules. And that's what he says. And he says, and even though Rabbi Yochanan was the greatest, so how can you say that they went outside? But maybe he was the greatest in Torah, but maybe he wasn't the greatest in Kiddush HaChodesh. Telohaya baki b'cheshbonos hiburim. V'imki ha'yagado b'torah mehem mikomakom mikri lo'niach Mosa Ba'aretz Yisrael u barer. That is a Ar Sameach, again, a third idea. So you have Tosfos, you have the Tosfos earlier, and you have the Ar Sameach. So they went to Asya. So Bagel Burish Lakash, Rish Lakash met them on the way. Itfo Ba'adayu. So he said, can I come along? Sure. Amar Ezel Echzi Hechi Avdi Uvda. So Rish Lakash went to see how they did it. He wanted to see how it worked. Chazi Aluhu Gavra Tekakariv. It was during Shemitah. And, sorry, that was also Ar Sameach's point about the Rambam got it from here, that was talking about being Ma'avad HaShana even during a Shemitah year, right? That's what it's talking about here. Says the Gemara, they saw somebody plowing, right? Obviously plowing is something that's usually usher during Shemitah. So Amar Lahem Kohen V'Charash, Rish Lakish says to them, look at this guy! He's a Kohen, because we'll see later on that Kohanim were specifically Chashudin on Shemitah. He's a Kohen, and he's plowing! Terrible! Give him usher! Scream at him! Amar Lahem, they said no, we're down Lekav Schus. Yachalomer Agiston ani besocho. Maybe he's Agiston. What does Agiston mean? Rashi, Sachir v'karka shel nachrihu. First day of Rashi. It's a goy's land. It's a goy's land. That's why it's not a problem. That's also a big discussion. What about, is there a yesh kinyan or ein kinyan akim lafkia midei trumas and maestros and shvita? Does a goy's ownership take away the kedusha? Is there kedusha's paris anyway? Again, a big discussion, part of the issues within shvita. But either way, they answer Ish Lakish, calm down. Suchaz yelahu gavra davikasa bakarmi. They also see somebody pruning his vineyard. Armalan koin v'zamar. Reb Shlakish again says, what is this guy doing? Give him musr. Amar le yachal omar le ekel beis habana nisarech. Maybe he needs the vines to make a net that he's making. Right? So maybe he's not doing something for the Isser. He's not doing it to prune his field. Amar le Reish Lakish says, very upset. Halev yodea, Hashem knows, basically. Im le ekel im la kalkalos. Hashem knows what his reasons are. I find that very hard to believe, says Reish Lakish. Right? Reish Lakish is not somebody who's violating the mitzvah of Dalakav Schus. But it's somebody who, in certain terms, right, the Chavetz Chaim talks about this also in his Sefer, Chavetz Chaim, that if there's something that is pretty clear that it's an Avera, then you don't have to, be down on Kav's Chus. And maybe Reish Lakish held, if there's a downside, meaning you have a mitzvah to give him Musar, you have a mitzvah to give him Tochacha, so then you can't be down on Kav's Chus in this case, right, because it's pretty clear that he's doing something wrong. Good. Says the Gemara, hey Amar Lehu Bereisha, which story happened first? Ile Malka Maisa, if it happened in the order that we have it, Amar Lehu Bereisha. So Anami Lemra Agiston Nibisocha. Why didn't they just say Agiston by the second story also? It was a Goy's Karka. Elaha Amar Le Bereisha, Vahadar Amar Lehu Ha. So it must have been the opposite order. Good. One other Hara, and the question is, what do you mean? What did they answer? Maybe he needs it for netting? What, it's not Usser? You don't say the concept of Psikresha? When it comes to Shemitah, oh, maybe he needs it for netting, but it's still helping the tree. Tosfos answers, two answers. Number one, Tosfos says, he must be doing it in a way that's being masik the tree. The Ovid Lahu, right, he quotes the Gemara Shabbos, V'kasha, Mikom Makom Abakach, Mikom Makom Avi Mashpiach HaKeren. It says in Klal Gadol, right, as Zomer V'zorach Leisim, if I prune and I also need the wood, I'm chayev two malachas. Kotzer and Noteya. So here answers Tosfos, V'yish lomar da avid lei ba'oso inyin devade kashale. Deleka lechaivo mishum Noteya. Kidarmin and Gabi Shabbos. There's no Noteya here, because you're doing it in a way that's being mazik the tree. Aye, so what doesn't it say in Shabbos that you're not doing it in that way? So Tosfos adds a very important line. The shiny gabi Shabbos. By Shabbos, even if it's a little mazik the tree, but you're still going to be chayiv. Why? The meleches machsheves asr Torah. For misav the machsheves, so you're still pruning, even if it's not a perfect, only good for the tree. Meleches machsheves. Aval gabi shvius ein lesser rakecha the mashviach hakarka. Shvius needs a pure appreciation, pure good for the karka. And if not, not. Meaning Tosfos says, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Shvita. But what's important from Tosfos is not just don't compare. We have many sources that talk about don't compare. But this is don't compare, and Shabbos is l'chumra. Right? Almost all the times, there are 10, 11 examples in the Rishonim where Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah is a kula. You'd be chayiv outside of Hilchos Shabbos, and you'd be potter for Shabbos because Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. But here's an example, one of the few examples where it's the opposite. It's a chumra. It's a chumra. Usually, right, the Gemara in, I think, Baba Kama, Daf Samach, right, where it talks also about the throwing, about Zorah, the Melech of Zorah, that even though you say Grama Bini Zakin, so if you use the wind by Nezek, you're going to be putter, but when it comes to, Zorah, that's the Lashon in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, Ki Amrin and Zorah, Baruch Mesayaso, Hani Mili Linyan Shabbos, the Melech HaZbachshevis Asra Torah, Aval Hachav, Grama Bini Amaluhu, Grama Bini Zakin Potter. So, Gemara Daf Samach, Hamad Alef, and Bava Kama, that's also a Chumra of Melech HaZbachshevis. And here too, here's another example of Zomer, right, if it's damaging the tree, you're going to be Chayav on Shabbos, even though you're not going to be Chayav for Shmita. Very important line in Tosfos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so Maishna Kohen, why does the Reish Lakish say, oh, he's a Kohen? Mishun the Chashid, the Ashviyas, because they're Chashid in Shemitah. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Sachu, Mishafla, Tok Mead, Sod, Shal Shviyas, Ta'ala. If I have a Sa'ah of Truma that fell into 100 Sa'ah of Shemitah, fruit, right, which is Bittel, Truma is Batel, 1 in 100, Ta'ala, so fine, it's Batel, you give, and the Yisrael can eat it, and you take one out, and you give that one to the Kohen, so you don't gezel ha-shevet. Pachas v'kamet is a less than 100 yirkavu, it has to rot. Vavina ba'ma yirkavu, why? Yivkarenu l'kohen v'dmei truma, chutz v'dmei osasa, why don't you just sell it to a Kohen? Minus that one piece that fell in. Right, so a Kohen can eat it, even though it's midume. Amar Chia Bar Bereshvei De Ula Zosamer is Nachshu Du Kohanim Ashvius. It must be Kohanim are Chashid on Shmita. Why they Chashid on Shmita? Fascinating suggestion. Rashi says they're more heter. Hey, just like we're allowed to eat truma, we're allowed to eat karbanos, so we could also eat Shmita. They're all kadosh, so they took it upon themselves to be more heter. But it was not the halacha. Either way, back to the story. Amru. The two rabbis spoke to themselves, and they spoke about Reish Lakish. They said, "True to Hudain, this is an argumentative person. Let's try to get rid of him." Kimatu lo hasam. When they got there, sliko leigra, they went up to the attic where they were going to be mechashev all the calculations that they had to. Shaful adagimitute, and they quickly took the ladder away, so Reish Lakish would not be able to join them. So he got very upset. So Azlakam to Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish went to his brother-in-law, went to Rabbi Yochanan, and was wondering what's going on. Amarle b'nei Adam. So even before that, why did Dafka go to Rabbi Yochanan now? Right? Even he didn't go earlier. He didn't go before. Why did he just go and complain about them? Dafka went after they took the ladder away from him. So says they know the Behuda, says the Tzlach at the end of Nezikin. He said because originally maybe he thought that they're just Dalekov's chus people. You know, and what can I do? I'm upset about them, but I can't fault them. They're matzdik. But all of a sudden, now he sees it's the opposite. Now they're not just matzdik or Russia, they're mashiach tzaddik. What am I doing wrong? If they're just so bent over backwards to always defend people and be nice to people, so what about me? So now he sees the stira. Now he sees it's not just a one direction. And that's what he says. The pasuk tells us, matzdik Russia, umarshiach tzaddik, Tovas Hashem Gam Shnehem. Right, that pasuk, to do those together. You want to be Mastik the Rasha, okay. You want to be Marshia the Tzaddik, okay. You're just an evil person. But you do the opposites, that's Tovas Hashem. And that's why he got upset now, and that's why now he went to Rabbi Yochanan. So when he gets there, he starts complaining. Amalei, B'nei Adam, Achashud, Din Al Ashvius, Kshirin La'abar, Shana. He says, people who are Chashud, on Shmita. Right, Rashi says, Shana'asu Sanigorim L'Rishoyim. Right, they defend the people who are being over Aveira. Could they be Ma'abar the Shana? He calls them Chashud and Ashvita. Hadar Amar Lokashali. Then Reish Lakish continues talking and says, you know what? I guess it's okay. Why? Midi Dahavi, Shlosha Roy Bakar. Just like we had in the Mishnah. Shlosha Roy Bakar. They're also believed. Rabbanan Achush Benayu Samech. Remember, we had the Rabbanan overhearing what they said. And we said, really, the Rabbanan have their own cheshbon. They just, you know, listen to the Shlosh Arei Bakar. So that's what he calls them now. Vahadar Amar, and then he says, oh, maybe not. Lo Dami. Hasam Hadar Ibn Rabbanan Bi'ibru Lahaushasa. There, the Rabbanan really did it themselves. Hacha Kesher Rishaimu. The Kesher Rishaimu in a minion. Here is a group of evil people. And you can't count them for a minion. Peich anu somchin, Rashi says, al minyan zeh. Lasos kidivrehem. Right? How could you count them? So either way, he was very upset. Once he said this, Amar Rabbi Yochanan da'ak. Rabbi Yochanan says it's enough. You have to stop. Rashi says that he called them Rishayim. The Yad Ramah says that he was upset that these chachamim were ba'im lidei chshad. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan got upset. So when these rabbis must have heard the story, so they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan to complain. He called us these names, he didn't say anything. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, what was I supposed to do? What would I say? What should I say to him? The Marshal here says, he's very charif. And it was all b'malchanta shel Torah. He was upset for Torah. It was covered at Torah here. And therefore he was upset about it. Okay, end of the story. But where did that Lashon come from? He called them Kesher Rishayim. So my Kesher Rishayim, it comes from Shevna. Who is Shevna? So we're going to remember the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu was in Yerushalayim, and the king of Asher Sancheriv destroyed the upper kingdom. Malchi Yisrael, he was making his way down to Malchi Yehuda. He surrounded Yerushalayim. He comes there, and he surrounds it with 185,000 soldiers, and he could have defeated Yerushalayim, but he decides to wait till the next day, and overnight, Amalek Hashem came and killed out all 185,000 soldiers. He leaves, he goes back in defeat, he goes back to Asher, and he's eventually killed by his own kids, right, in the base of Avodah Zarah. That story is told in Melachim and in Yeshayahu. A lot of Sefer Yeshayahu, besides talking about the Churban and tremendous Nechama of Mashiach, probably the event that is spoken about more in Sefer Yeshayahu than any other, is this story about Ashur. So what happened? Shevna was an official in the Chizkiyahu's government, and he wanted to surrender to Ashur, even though Chizkiyahu was promised by Yeshayahu, don't worry about it and don't surrender. So, Shevna Abidarish Betleser Ravasa, he was a big time chacham. He used to give shir to 130,000 people. Wow, Tleser Ravasa. Even more than Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu Abidarish Bechad Sar Ravasa, 110,000. Kiyasa Sancherev, Betzara Led Yerushalayim. When Sancherev besieged Yerushalayim, Kosav Shevna Pitka, Shevna wrote on a petek. And he threw it outside the wall. He put it on an arrow. He sent the message to Sancheret. Shoda Begira. Shevna v'siyatu ishlimu. Chizkiyahu v'siyatu lo ishlimu. Shevna wants to make peace with you. Chizkiyahu doesn't. Shenemar kinei harisham yidruchon keshes. Konu chitzam al yeser. Havikam estafi Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was very nervous. Omar, Delmachas v'shalom nati yidaiti the kushar b'richa basaruba. The rove are against me. The rove is following Shevna. So maybe I'm wrong. Even though he was already promised by Yeshayahu and he was a great tzaddik, still, he was very nervous. Right, the Marsha says you don't follow the rove in this case because they're wrong. Right, you don't follow the rove where they are Rishon. They're not in the same league. You might say, remember the Rabbi Yonas and Ibishit story, I think it was, where somebody comes to him and says, you know, your Torah says that you follow the majority. So the majority of the world believes not in God. So aren't we right? Follow the majority. The Rabbi Yonas and Ibishit says you only follow the rove when there's a suffix. If you know Vadai, if the rove of the people say that this is a chair and it's really a table, you don't follow them. If you know for sure, you don't follow the rove. Kiva deruba mimsuri inunami mimsuri. Right? Maybe I should follow the rove. Rove want to surrender, so maybe we should. So Banavi Vamarlo, Yeshua Navi tells them, don't worry about it. Lo tomrun kesher lacholasha yomar ha'amaze kesher. Klomar, kesher rishamu v'kesher rishamu inam in a minion. Don't worry about Shevna and his group. They don't count for the rove. So halach lachso, lo kever b'kiver beis David, Shevna was so arrogant that he went and dug himself a kever in the crypt of Malchus beis David. I'm going to be buried there. But Navi v'amar lo, the Navi says, malachapo, malachapo, milachapo, ki chasavta l'chapo kever. Yishayahu Navi again, a different parrot. Hidei Hashem metalta l'cha, talta l'gvar. You're going to be thrown around like a person, a man. Amarav totla d'gavar kashami d'itza. Being thrown around like a man is even more kasha than being thrown around like a woman. The pasuk continues. He got saras. Sanof, Yitznefcha, Tznefa, Kador, El Eretz, Rachvas, Yadayim. Vigomer. What does that mean? Tanahu, Bikish, Kalon, Beis Adonav. He wanted to bring shame onto Malchus, Beis David. Lefichach, Nefach, Fodo, Lekalon. So he brought shame to himself. Good. There's so much that we could talk about here. The Rama writes in Yoredeya, in Shin Lamates, the Rama quotes a tshuva of the Rivash, whether one is allowed to dig a kever before the person dies. The Rama quotes the Rivash that it is not allowed. The Rivash writes in the short tshuva in Kuf Yud Dalid that it should not be done. There was a shayla, there was a gosase on Erev Shabbos, and they were nervous that if he dies right before Shabbos, they won't get to bury him, but if they dug a kever before he dies, they'll be able to get him in before Shabbos. Imu Roy Lasos came. Sheyir Ali says the Rivash, no. Shimon in Zebekir Beinu. Vim Lo Yadati Tam. He says it doesn't seem to be the Minog. Vim Ra'isi. Even though I've seen healthy people dig their own kvaris while they're alive, and he quotes a certain Sar Zakeni Don Moshe. Shoshan, Chatzav Kivro, Vekever Zakenasi, Ishto, Heishan, and 5 years before they died. I wouldn't do it to a Chola Mesukan. He says, for healthy people, fine. But not for a chola mesukan, and that's what is quoted. The Rama quotes that in Yoredeya that it shouldn't be done right here. Obviously, Shevna had bigger problems to deal with, but you shouldn't dig a kever before somebody dies. There are two halachas really quoted there in that Shulchan Aruch. The Noda Bihuda points out in a tshuva and the Har Tzvi. Let's see, Pesach. Two issues. Number one, digging a kever before the person dies. Number two, digging a kever that it will be left overnight. Those are two issues that we are makbid for in Shin Lamed Tes. Both of those are quoted. Aser lachso before the person dies, and quoting from Yehuda Chassid, not the Rivash, aser lachso of shum kever lios pasuach adamachar, shlo yikbru bo ames boso hayom, v'sakana bedavar. Okay, 2 points, again, a lot related to that. We continue. What happened to Shevna? He had enough of EU. Shevna took him and his whole entourage to go out of the walls to surrender. What happened? Shevna went out first. Right after he went out, Asa Gavriel, Achti Ladasha, Ba'api Masher Yasa. Gavriel quickly slammed the door in front of everybody else who was with Shevna. So Shevna ended up going out himself. Amru Lacy comes out, and the people from Asher ask him, Masher Yasa Echa, where's your whole, where's everybody who said who were going to surrender? Amar Hajubi. Ah, they must have been chozer, bro. They must have retracted. Amar Leim Ken Achuchi Be Mechay Chespan. Really? So you're making fun of us then? Only one person? Nakvu Bakvot Ikvav. They tied him by his heels. They made holes in his heels. Vatlu Bezinve Suseim. They tied him to the tails of horses. Vaymagarman also Al Kotsim Al Barkonim. And they used to the terrible death. They rode him around on thorns and thistles. The Ben Yoyada says he wanted to go up, so he ended up being upside down. Right? It was the opposite of what he had in mind. Mida, Kenegan Mida. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shevna Ba'al Hana'a Haya. Shevna was into physical pleasure. Ksiv Hacha Leich Lecha Ba'al Asochen Hazeh. Again, Yishayahu, V'ksiv Hasam, V'tehilo Socheness, beginning of Sefer Malachim with Avishag. Ki Hashasos Yeharesun Tzadik Mapa'al. When the foundations are destroyed, what could a tzaddik do? What is that pasuk referring to? Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina. Chad amar ilu Chizkiyo v'siyato neharasim tzaddik mapa'al. If Chizkiyo and his team and those you're with would have been destroyed, tzaddik mapa'al. What did Hashem do? Meaning there'll be such a terrible state of people seeing tzaddik v'ra'lo, Rasha v'tovlo. That's what the pasuk's referring to. The Ben Yoyada wonders, why Dafka here? Would that be a problem? Right? There's been many tragedies in history of Tzadik Varalo. Maybe Dafka here, where there hasn't been such a expansion and a number of people learning Torah so much, and then people would think, okay, but if everybody else learned Torah, and this is what happens, V'machar kala esek agadol azesh ayelahem batorah, nimsorim biyatzan cherev, mi ayel lo mei Torah od, birosam shekol ribuy esek atorah azeh, lo hegen aleihem, V'chulu, and therefore, says the Ben Yoyada, that's why Dafka at that time period. V'chad Amar, Ilu Beis HaMikdash, Yeharis, Tzadik Mapol, if the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, right, that would be terrible. V'ula Amar, Ilu Machshavosef Shel Oso Rasha, Eino Neherasos, if the Machshava of that Rasha, of Sancheriv, would not have been destroyed, of Shevna, Tzadik Ma Pa'al, what could the Tzadik have What could Chizkiyo, what could he have done? So, according to each of the three shitas, that's what we said, that the foundations are destroyed. It's Shevna. Rashi even has the Girsa. Ilu machshavos shel Shevna harasha. Right, that's how you know Hashasos is referring to a lashon of machshava. Ulamad amra beis hamikdash nami tisan. You know Hashasos could refer to beis hamikdash tisan. The Mishnah says in Yoma, Evan isa shami and most of yim rishonim vishasia isa nikres. Right, the Evan shasia. Ulamad amra chizkiya v'siato heichi ashkan tzadiki dikri Hashasos. Where do you find a tzadik that is called Hashasos? Dichsiv. Ki Lashem Mitsuki Arez Vayoshes Aleim Tevel. There it is, the pillars of the world, and Hashem has placed down on the world. Vivayseima Meacha Hifli Eitza Higdil Tushia. So Tushia also means the tzaddika. Amar Rav Chanan Lama Nikra Shma Tushia. Why is the Torah called Tushia? Mipneishi Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. It weakens a person. Mateshes Kocho Shel Adam. Number one. What does that mean? Matesh Kocho Shel Adam. So we know it's we have to devote ourselves to Torah, and therefore we get weaker. Says the Torah Schayim. Torah Schayim, one of the Achronim, as we know from 400 years ago. Torah Schayim, right here, a beautiful thought. Matesh Kocho Shel Adam. L'chora mashma shayidei Torah amela shel Torah kamar mipreish matesh kocho. So the pashas is because of the amelos patorah. He says ve'ein nira, because you see people who are chotvei eitzim and shoavei mayim and chotvei avanim. That's a Torah malachdan meruba me'amelos shel Torah v'yadaraba. And just the opposite. Terachei adarchei noam v'chala osik ba'yish lo koras ruach v'daito nacha. What do you mean matesh kocho? We walk around like depressed and exhausted. So one might say, you know, ruchani concentration takes a lot out of a person. That's true, but he says a little differently. Lakach nira, demashi mateshes kocho shel adam lavet betorach amelahu ela chekenu darker shel Torah. If I focus on my neshama, memela. I should just let my goof fall apart. That's also a mitzvah. But if I focus on my neshama, kol haosik ba nase koach chomro tush. Kedesha is Gabir Alav Koach Nishmaso. Hashem will allow the neshama to become stronger if that's my focus. And Memela, the goof, will take a back seat. Vidaito v'chachmaso. Shekolzman shachomer shaladam misgaber ein daito nechonet salula. And that's why. Tamid hachachamim kolzman shamaskinin mosifin chachma. And that's the Gemara, if you remember, when Rabbi Yochanan made Reish Lakish Shruim, right? When Reish Lakish accepted to Chelech Lo Raisa, all of a sudden he couldn't get out and couldn't get his clothes on. He couldn't jump out of the water. Why? Because it was a mindset. It was a mentality. It was a focus. It wasn't dafka, the physical labor that was involved. Beautiful. Dover Acher, back to the Gemara. Second var Tushia shenitna b'chashoy. It was given in secret. Membrei Satan. We didn't want the Satan to see us getting the Torah. Also the other malachim, as we know from the Gemara in Shabbos. So that's another word. How you know Tushia is referring to tzaddikim. Dover Acher Tushia dvarim shel tohu sholam mushtes aleihem. It's Dvarim Shel Torah. Torah is called Dvarim Shel Tohu. Rashi. Dibur v'kriya ba'alma. They're called Dibur ein bo geshisha mamish. There's nothing tangible. Ketoh azeh. And yet, the world stands on Torah. Right? The Ben Yehuda says, people think that the Torah is just Tohu v'avo. People think that's just words. What does it mean? So that's the Tohu. Amar Ula Machshava Mo'el Zavila Divrei Torah. Ula says, Machshava. What does that mean? Rashi says it means worrying about one's parnasa could break a person even if they are involved in Torah. Afil devei Torah, shenei amar, mefer machshavos arumim. V'lo taseni yadeyam tushia. Even if they have tushia, but the machshava would break that. The Marsha says you have to talk in Torah, not just think in Torah, and that can maybe overcome those thoughts. Amar rabbi, amasukin, l'shma, enamo elis. If obviously somebody is involved in thinking about their parnasa, but it's all l'shem shamayim. They all know that Hashem is ultimately in charge, and it's not about kochi votsim yadi, then it won't break a person. Shenema rabos machshavos b'levish. Vatzas Hashem itakum. Eitzas sheish b'dvar Hashem hitakum la'olam. Period. Okay, just finishing up. Rabbi Yehuda Amasai. Rabbi Yehuda Amarabazar. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Masakha Mekubi is only usher if you don't have any other occupation. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarabazar. Allahu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amarabazar. Kula and Tzrichan Achrachazah Bebezdin. They all need Hachrazah in Bezdin. Before they become Pasul, Bezdin has to announce that they are going to become apostle. Bezdin has to announce, to let everybody know. Roe, what about a shepherd? Pligi bar Ravacha bar Avina. Chadamar ba'yachraza, chadamar lo ba'yachraza. One holds that no, it's automatic. Bishlam adamar lo ba'yachraza. The one who says not, ta'inu damar v'yuda marav. How we started off today, stamro apostle. Elamant amar boyachraza, my stamro apostle, if they need achraza, why does it say stamroa? And automatically, the bestam machrazin in alay. No, it means automatically, we're machras. Hahi matana davi chasim, yale train gazlanim, there was a star matana, that there were two gazlanim signed on it. Savar apapar bashwul achshurei. Rare Pavar Shmuel thought to be machshu them. Why? To halo achrazin in alayu. Because it was, but they signed before achraza. Armalei rava, need to be in an achraza, but gazlan drabanon. But gazlan daraisim, you've been in achraza? Our whole sugi is drabanon. Drabanon is my need achraza. Daraisa does not need achraza. And they're a puzzle automatically. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next, I think, two dafim are going to be put up from the last cycle. Obviously, there's so many, every daf here is chock full. Tomorrow's daf is a zomeim, lamafreu nifsal, mikana lahabu nifsal. And then we get into the other type of psulim, and that is relative. So I think the next two daf, chavzayin chavches, will be put up from the last cycle. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up after that with daf chavtes. Okay, we'll stop here.